Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live Chat Room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. The conversation continues with Tyler Nixon on today's news talk, TNT.
We are live on today's news talk, Lighting the Fuse for Freedom. This is the Tyler Nixon Show for March 8th, 2024. And happy Friday, if it's Friday where you are. Happy Saturday. Happy day wherever you are. You know, it's a beautiful day here on God's green earth. And I got a great guest, and I'm very excited to bring him on the show once more. He's a return guest. Matt Baker is just a powerhouse for liberty, for bashing the establishment and exposing the corruption and the trickery and the gaming and the all sorts of underhanded nefarious stuff that goes on in our politics and in cyberspace. And Matt is going to, you know, he's one of the best guests to have. He's just he's a great guy, great man, and he's always entertaining. So we'll be bringing him in just in a few minutes. This is going to be the last Tyler Nixon show on the TNT network. And, you know, I'm disappointed to have to part ways with TNT at this time. But I have to say it's an excellent network, high quality people. And is really taking a bold move into an emerging market, which is that for truth telling and you know, directness, and no more of the propaganda and the veneer of legitimacy that we've gotten from the mainstream legacy media. And it really is, I think, gonna eventually become a huge source for people to go to find great guests, great commentary. And things like the defense of Julian Assange as an institutional initiative or imperative, which TNT has done, and to their immense credit, it's been great working with everybody here in this the production team. I want to mention Anoop is probably doesn't get mentioned much on the air, but is an excellent excellent technical engineer, and has made it a pleasure. Everybody's made it a pleasure to work with. The team here, the Tyler Nixon Show will go on. It will just be in a different on a different platform, and TNT, of course, is going to adjust the programming as ever after the Tyler Nixon Show. Well, we'll be at the same time slot, I'm sure, or maybe extended. Will be the State of the Union with my good friends Brian Hesher McLean and Steve Hook, who are excellent, just really raconteurs and friends and patriots and liberty advocates, and they bring such really hard-hitting as well as informative material and guests, and it's not to be missed, a great show. It airs immediately following this time slot, so you don't want to miss that. So before we bring Matt Baker in, and I'm sure he'd be fired up to go, he's on the west coast of the United States in San Diego, I just want to comment on the I don't even know what to make of last night's. I've seen State of the Union addresses since probably around 1985. I attended on the floor of the House of Representatives, right there sitting with the Republican Congress, basically the 1995 State of the Union address given by Bill Clinton, in which I believe he gave the era of big government is over speech after the Democrats completely lost control of the entire Congress, the House, for the first time in 40 years. And unfortunately, I think the hopes of that caucus that came in 1994, everything from term limits to a balanced budget amendment to welfare reform, all of these things, unfortunately, have been just, again, drowned out by the swamp, the sewer that is Washington, D.C., and the creeping leftist totalitarian quasi-socialist, really more fascist monolith that seems to just absolutely haunt and has taken over really our politics, our government, and everything that we discuss. And last night was really as State of the Union addresses go, was just a freak show, honestly. It was a spectacle of almost Soviet Politburo style cheerleading and chanting and ranting. And Joe Biden, I don't know how many drugs they must have pumped this man full of, which began to wear off as his fever pitch. I'm going to call it a dress. It was more like just a continuous shouting, teleprompted shouting of just total bromides and slogans and every sort of BS, you know, little whatever you have homespun catchphrase that he's ever come up with in his career. And, you know, the four more years and all this, I mean, it's just, and then of course the Democratic congresswomen wearing their white, I mean, you know, that's honestly, that'd be like some sort of dime store hooker wearing white to her wedding, is for those women to wear white. I mean, they're despicable people. Nancy Pelosi is an outright criminal. And what they've done to this country in order to retain power is beyond repugnant and criminal and truly, I mean, as I've said before, the Democrats are not a party, they're a crime syndicate. And they continue to persist to basically infest our judicial branch now, the last redoubt of any sort of objective measure of justice, and try to turn it into their weapon, their cheap, tawdry weapon of political advantage and basically retaining power in a function of their megalomania, packed with people who really don't even deserve to be members of any state bar, much less judges. I mean, they're just apparatchiks. They're cheap apparatchiks. And, you know, fortunately, we still have a few, I guess, in the Supreme Court of the United States who are going to put a stop to this, as they did with the Colorado Supreme Court travesty that was attempting to take Donald Trump off the ballot. But Joe Biden's speech was just a freak. I mean, it was just really not befitting a president. It really was just a continuous, again, fantasy world redux of his slogans and his totally distorted, warped view of reality, talking about the border, you know, pass the bill so they can close the border. I mean, this is, nobody believes this garbage. And, you know, if they wanted to give him a send off as his final State of the Union address, although he would have the I believe he could give one before next year when Donald Trump takes the oath of office, God willing. But I mean, Joe Biden is not a legitimate president in the first place. And I hope he savored his counterfeit appearance as the commander in chief and the, you know, giving a State of the Union address, the State of the Union being in shambles thanks to his reign of error and his party's just total sledgehammering of everything that this country has ever been built on or stands for, or that has made it worth a damn in a world full of tyrants and completely unhinged third world banana republics and all sorts of disgusting tyranny that we've seen spread its way around the world. And, you know, one of the great allies in this fight is my friend Matt Baker. So we're going to take a quick little commercial message break a little earlier than usual, and we're going to bring Matt right in, and we're going to get into it hardcore with him. So you're watching the Tyler Nixon Show here on Today's News Talk, lighting the fuse for freedom. Don't go away.
TNT's Darren Denslow.
The behavior of the West and NATO in Ukraine. There are rumors that there are plans to send NATO troops along the border of Belarus with Ukraine. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. If NATO troops are officially sanctioned and enter Ukraine, that will also almost certainly be, in a visible way, in an optical way for the public, the beginning of the Third World War. This comes from Cernovich. World War III has already begun. British troops are directing airstrikes in Ukraine. Germany intends to bomb Crimea. This comes on a leaked and intercepted conversation by German officials who were discussing aid, discussing troop movements, and discussing their plans or their support of plans to attack Crimea. Again, this is another red line. This is almost in terms of what Putin has said, we'll skip the World War III part, you attack Crimea, we just go to the nuclear part that comes at the end of any potential Third World War.
Digging deeper with D.D. Denslow on Today's News Talk, TNT. TNT is an independent global news talk station that does what others only say they do. TNT is a live radio and TV broadcaster that simply tells the truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No one in the world does what we do, crisscrossing the globe, providing credible news and opinion all day and all night. In 2.5 years, TNT has become a credible and exciting platform with brilliant hosts and staff. It's a critical time, and we must continue to call out the misinformation and propaganda from mainstream media and their powerful sponsors. We're now appealing to our many friends and supporters around the world to go to tntradio.live and make a small donation to TNT while we seek the right investors to continue our important mission.
Internet.
A stream online.
tntradio.live. Today's news talk radio. TNT.
Right back into with the Tyler Nixon show and bringing in my guest, a great man, a leader, a true patriot, a warrior for liberty, and just an all-around character. My friend Matt Baker coming to us from San Diego, California. Matt, what's good?
Oh, you know, everything, man. The State of the Union is so amazing. I mean, after listening to Joe Biden, I'm just like, wow, I'm ready to move to back to America. I thought we were done, but man, this is going good. Actually, I think Joe Biden actually wanted to say a couple of words himself here. You ready, Joe? Okay, good.
Yeah, bring him in.
Color gas is $37. It's Bidenomics, Jackie. You got a pound of bacon, 12 ounces now. 12 ounces save weight, $16. It's Bidenomics, Jack. You got to get the border open. Donald Trump, he's trying to build a wall. It's causing all these illegal aliens coming on in. Anyway, I'm working on my Biden impression.
Dude, I know. Yeah. I mean, all you have to do, it's a pretty simple impression. Just go into raving idiot mode. Yeah. I mean, honestly, no, I'll forward you the text I sent out. I don't want to lose my dignity here, but I literally was like last night, like, hey, you know, it's like, that was Joe Biden.
We had it. I was cleaning my studio and we had it blaring, like have an open door out to the neighborhood. And we're just blaring it.
Matt, funny, being the libertarians and probably at times libertine, even deadheads that we are, I'm sure we've indulged in our share of, substances. But man, what do you think they pumped his ass full of last night to keep him up?
Dude,
we got to get some of that.
I know these doctors are amazing, man. I'm like, we really need to like go to like an old age home and just be like, you know, like we could start wrapping, you know, Biden juice or whatever it is, you know. It's like,
oh yeah,
come on, dear. He's like, you know, in my day we used to. Oh, here you go, honey. Just take some. Biden
my
juice.
Father once. Yeah.
just get up.
As my father used to say. He's like becoming Abe Simpson, honestly. Like, you know, as my father used to say, tie an onion to your belt and you'll be, you know, it's like,
have you seen
the fashion?
You know, that little puppet that's like the angry old man. Have you ever seen that one? He's like,
yes, yes. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Or in the Muppets, the two old guys, brr, brr, brr. He's like a cross between those two old guys and the Muppets and the Swedish chef. You know, it's God, oh my God. I mean, I've known this guy for 40 years. So it's just like when he came on, I'm like, oh man. Like, I mean, he's got that, first of all, he's got that jack-o'-lantern grin, you know, that's like, it's, I don't know what it does. It's like,
and it's always a little to the side. He's got to do the cool guy to the side. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like it's got to be crooked. Even his smile's crooked.
Hey, Jack.
You know? Yeah.
Hey,
Jack.
Bidenomics.
Listen, with his homespun,
hey,
come on,
your
man.
Daughter? How's your daughter, man? Hey, come on, man. Yeah. Here's the deal.
Yeah, yeah. Where's her hair? I want to sniff her. Give me a hair. So bring her over here.
I did a voiceover with it last night. I was just playing with my friend, and so he was helping me clean the studio, and I was just like, I'm like, let's just do a quick voiceover. And he's bumbling through the crowd. And I was doing a voiceover and I had all these liberals are like, this is just defamation. And this could be, this is fake news. I'm like, it was so obviously an impression. It just shows how cartoonish he is that I literally in one take just did a silly voiceover like that. And they try to claim, cause I was like, how old is your daughter? I was like, as he was whispering in people's ears, like, you bring your daughter. And they're like, oh my God, this is defamation. I was like,
for people who think they're like, Yeah, for people who think they're like the intellectual founts of wisdom and humor. I mean, oh, Stephen Colbert. Yeah, real funny. I mean, I love comedy from a completely unhinged demagogue. It's like, you know, Donald Trump, he knows how to like get their goad and get under their skin. And I love that about him because his humor is real. And it's like, I mean, I've never had a presidential. I mean, look, Reagan was a great wit. But Donald Trump is just hilarious when he gets going.
He could be a stand-up comedian.
He really could. Who has ever won to tune out of a Donald Trump speech? I mean, like the man could talk for 2 hours and you're riveted because you're like, what's he going to say next? And I love it because that's what this country needs.
Biden juice, man. Give me some of that Biden juice.
You got Biden juice. Hook me up, dude. No, no. Both arms. You got to get it on. You got to get it in.
Well, it's heroin in one arm, and then that's why it took them so long for them to come out. They were like tuning them up. They're like, "How you doing, Joel?" "Yeah, I'm ready to go."
Yeah, yeah. All right, turn up the speed. He's starting to slow down. Turn up the speed. You know, it's like dials.
America.
Okay, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they had some kind of like remote control, like stimulate, like a shock system or something in him. You know, like get him. You know, up when he's starting to, because he started to lose it towards the end of his. And I love how he knew. I don't know if you saw at the beginning. Now, normally it's Mike Johnson, their speaker, would say, you know, members of Congress, it's my distinct pleasure and high honor to give you the president of the United States. And presidents, they let him do that because then there'll be another 2 minutes of applause. Biden just started like launching right into the teleprompter, you know, and Mike Johnson's like, okay. And he sits down. I have to say, though, look, I mean, Newt was great. Mike Johnson, his deadpan, I mean, you know, some of these speakers, they've never really known how to, you know, what, okay, but he says something that you don't want to act like you're against kids, you know, by not clapping, but at the same time, you also don't want to cheer this guy on. But he had the perfect, I mean, he was beautiful. I mean, whatever his, you know, whatever he, whatever
Better
deals
than Nancy
he may be cutting.
Pelosi, when Nancy oh my God, like yeah. Literally yeah. ripping.
I honestly thought, wow. You know, Kamala is such a brain trust. I thought she might stand up and accidentally, you know, like, rip his feet up. Excuse me, Camel Toe, Vice President Camel Toe.
No, it's Camille. Camille.
Camille. Yeah, Camille. My wife, yeah. Camille. Oh God. And then when Jill walked in, I thought, well, she's just gonna start making out with Camel Toe's husband right there. Yeah. I mean, like that last time.
I could get hot and
that quick embrace. It's like, what's going on there? Yeah, anything goes in the Biden crime family.
Yeah, I was listening to you when you were bringing it in, and like you made so many of the same points. I haven't even like really heard anybody recap it yet, but same points. Same. I was thinking it was how much drugs they got him on, and how much he's just ranting and raving, no tone, no modulation,
no bring it down to like, you know, to appropriately.
No, like
it's just like
endearing to the people, just yelling and yelling and yelling. I mean, I can't talk because, you know, it's kind of my gig yelling. But yeah, the women in the white is now the thing. It's like,
I know,
the Democrat women in their white pure.
Oh, you know, and we don't even know why. Why? What's that? Are they protesting?
Because they're in the cult.
It really is.
They probably just
chucked
the baby up, and they're like, "Do I have any blood on me? No, you're good. Oh, we got an extra white robe in the back." You know, it's like, I mean, yeah. And then the whole time I'm thinking, like, there's got to be a tranny in there somewhere because they couldn't like segregate and be like only the women get to wear the white robes. You know,
brother,
so they would have to at least work one tranny in there.
Don't even get me started because Delaware, my home state of my native state, is about to probably elect the first tranny ever as our U.S. representative. Wow. Yeah.
Well, do you think they're really getting elected in, or do you think that I almost see it like as a sign of they work on their election stealing and how they do their vote harvesting. And when they get their thing in, it's like a flag they plant, you know, it's like, we've got the territory. It's like, oh, who's the, oh yeah, we're in over there. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're so in over there. Like they got this person in. Woo. We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring in. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Parade of freaks, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
got
I thought
fat lesbian tranny with a mohawk.
No, when we, I like, said, when we have, and an, like, when we have, a, yeah. When we have a lesbian, Asian, retarded midget in the White House. That's then they'll have finally arrived, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
this is like, how far can we push? You know, it's a sign of your, the strength of your voting Viagra. You know, it's like you saw Biden, he got in. You're like, there's no way Biden got in. You're like, you want to see who we can get? Look, watch, we got Fetterman in.
Yeah,
like,
that's
nothing, bro. Look who we got in.
Yeah, it's like, dude. I mean, I said you probably heard me say. I mean, I went to the in 95. I was on the floor, sitting like, you know, 20 feet from because whatever they just because we worked for the speaker. It was like, who's going to tell us no? So I got to go onto the floor, hear Bill Clinton ramble on about, you know, the big government is over. Yeah, you tell him, yeah, that, well, how wrong he was. You know, it's only gotten 10 times worse. But I thought about just, look, I mean, it doesn't have to be a group of, you know, austere white men to have any dignity. But I mean, it was like a frigging circus last night. It was just like, oh, God, like, how do you, I mean, it there's
were
no substance to these.
No, God, no. Oh,
okay. No. Cool, this isn't, though. I'm talking 1995. I was there. I wouldn't want to be there, man.
You still had some juice.
Well, no, no.
Fun. I mean, just to go in like James O'Keefe it with like a little camera and just go in and like.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You got to wear the thick like camera glasses. Yeah. That are like, who the hell wears glasses?
Did they deliver the pizza yet? How are the cheese pizzas? God.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a load of hot dogs inbound from Chicago. 80 yeah, grand, you know, like 80. Yeah. $80,000 for hot dogs. Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Goodness.
Which reminds me of the God, when they paraded in the cabinet, I was just like, oh man, Mayorkas and Garland. I'm just like, oh, and Ben Blinken, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, yeah, it's just, I mean, it really is it's a new low in our country. I mean, it just and if Donald Trump blows these people out, I mean, he needs to go in there with a meat hammer. You know, and just completely just, I mean, he needs to be firing. He needs to make his like live up finally to his you're fired, you know, expression. I mean, make The Apprentice look like a friggin' hiring session, honestly, and just rip them down to the core and start over.
Actually, that'd be funny. It was just to have just like the first 20 days, just be sitting in a room, just like, what do you do? What do you work for? You're fired. Just like out. Get him out of here.
Like Malay, dude. Just like put entire the list of the entire like departments up and just like cross them off, you know, just one by one. Man, that would I tell you, he would give us. This would be the opportunity for us to. I mean, either that or it's all going to hell, man. Because it ain't going to get any better than what we saw last night. I mean, that was, you know, that's the best they can do.
He went full Zionist now. He's like, I'm changing my religion. I'm becoming a Jew. He's like, oh, he's over there bowing to the walls. Like, oh, God. I thought you were like, really? I thought you
Well, were at least, at least, it, you know, he look, I'm telling you right now, if he, God forbid, let's just say in a hellish, not even fantasy, nightmare world that he was elected to another term. By the end of it, he's going to be Gary Oldman's, you know, in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he goes to the castle and his hair is like, you know, and he's like sucking blood off of nothing. I swear Biden's turning into that guy.
I know because how is it? Like, we just saw him a few days ago. They always do this. Like, it's like coming up. I don't know if this is like part of their showmanship. It's like, or it's just that his physical body, the doctors have it like dialed into where, because if you see him before he ever goes into the debates or anything, he's always like at his lowest low. Like they take him off all drugs. He's just like,
yeah, he's shuffling. He can barely lift a foot.
No idea what's going on. And then everyone's like, oh my God, State of the Union, dude, he's going to fall over. And he goes like, oh, no, no. You know, and he's just like on a roll. Like even in, you know, of course he's like lying through his teeth and reading off a teleprompter, but I mean, two different Joe Bidens there. And even when he did the debate with Trump, like, I mean, he did okay, considering you've got a guy who literally doesn't know where he is 90% of the time. So either they just have him off all drugs and they just have his body like recouping. So it's like, just put him out. Like,
yeah.
And then and then just get him just so that he's like perfectly tuned. It's crazy. Or they just love having everyone say, oh, Biden's going to bumble, to make everybody's expectations be so low that when he comes out and actually just doesn't fall off the stage, people are like, whoa, dude, look at Biden go. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, you know, knowing Biden as long as I have, I'll tell you a couple things that let you in on a couple of insights here. First of all, he's always been His greatest skill is not thinking, not coming up with anything original, except maybe his homespun BS, catchphrases. But it's always been to be able to like brief himself up with like maybe 10 talking points that are just enough that he can repeat those verbatim if necessary, word for word, and sound credible. Even
a podcast.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, yeah, yeah. And yeah, exactly. True. Dude, you're giving away trade secrets here. No, but seriously, I mean that was always his deal, was he could like, take a topic he doesn't know crap about, he's never studied, but he could spin himself into this, he's a constitutional authority on, it's like, give me a break, Joe. You failed constitutional. You failed everything. And the other thing is that I honestly think that despite the appearances behind those dead eyes and that grinning, that pumpkin pie, jack-o'-lantern grin, he's not as far gone as you would think, as it would appear, because I guarantee you that behind the scenes, his temper's there and he knows he's in charge, at least, enough. And that I think that he is almost playing off this because he thinks it'll garner sympathy. And there are genuine moments, I think, of dementia, outright dementia. But I think that he's not as far gone on an ongoing basis as anyone would believe, which can be a very potent weapon if you've got your people hardcore for you and the expectations are so low. So you can do what he, essentially did last night. Although I think, if you're looking at the man, like when he walked in, it was scary, dude. Like his face was made up and there was just something about his eyes that was just like, whoa, this is scary. I mean, I've known this guy. He doesn't even look human
anymore.
He's
on one. He's definitely on one. I mean, he is on one. I mean, or a few things. Like I say, I think they speedball him. I think they have I really wouldn't be surprised if they literally have an up down electrode, like more heroin, more speed, more heroin, more.
No,
speed,
seriously.
Or something pharmaceutical. And they're just kind of like,
exactly. It's like a dial, out of control mania or, completely catatonic. Those are the two poles.
But, actually, I was starting to think this myself last night. I was kind of tripping. I was like, because with my wife and different things about medical and prices of drugs and stuff like that. So he'll start hitting because the electorate in the country is either nowadays heavily illegal aliens or heavily really old people, so it's like you can't doesn't really get by identifying as black and be like, if you don't vote for me, you're not black, Jack, whatever that kind of stuff doesn't really go over, but he can identify as a senile old person.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a lot of senile old people who are all Democrats. And they're like, every time we go, look at that senile old bastard, they're like, I'm voting for him. I think he's a good man. Cause it's in their head. They're like, they're identifying with him.
Yeah.
And then when he comes out swinging, they're like, oh, Joe still got it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Here we'll show them old people are people too,
Yeah. It could be some kind of like old face he wears, like blackface. Like he comes out just like, I'm just going to pretend to be a total complete like old age home retard. And then come out with a few little licks. And then they're like, that's our guy. He reminds me of my husband before he passed. I don't know. The whole thing is insane.
Oh, I even had the grumpy old man. Hey, the Snickers bars. I remember in my day when you get a real Snickers bar. He's like Mr. Magoo and grumpy old man and the Swedish chef combined into one. So,
and then he blames other people on it. It's like, it's because the economy sucks. It's because there's only so much you can raise a price before. Like literally, there's a time when I'm sorry, I eat bacon. I told Owen Schroyer I ate bacon and I like,
oh,
heard
brother, I just say, yeah, no,
him.
I love.
He's like, what are you eating bacon for? I'm like, okay.
Schroyer doesn't eat bacon. What is he?
Eat bacon, but my body weight at mass index might be a little bit on this side of eating bacon. So anyway, I'm telling him, I'm like, yeah, dude, it's like a pound of bacon is now 12 ounces. He's like, you shouldn't be eating bacon. But I'm like, the thing is,
a 12 ounce pound.
Yeah, when the pound a bit, when the, it's a pack, it looks exactly the same. It sits on the shelf right next to it. The pounds are like $8 a pound.
But they've sliced off the ends like just like enough.
You're like, well, they just kind of, they just flare the slices a wee bit more. And so the package is exactly the same package, but it just says 10 ounces. And so you're like, oh, that one's only $5 a pound. You're like, cool. You're like, that's 10 ounces. So they know that there's a cutoff point where people are just like, I'm not paying $10 a pound for bacon. They're like, $8? Oh, but then you realize. Yeah. So they raise the price.
It's like, it's like gas prices.
Package. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, wait till a gallon becomes a liter, you know, of gasoline, and they, you know, they're charging the same price as a gallon. But hey, we're going to take a quick news bulletin, Matt, for just a minute here. Okay. And we'll return to this lively conversation here on the Tyler Nixon Show, the final edition here on TNT, where we are lighting the fuse for freedom and also bashing Joe Biden. So stay tuned.
Newsflash!
Now,
let's go!
TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. In a State of the Union address on Thursday night, President Joe Biden reaffirmed the United States' commitment to supporting Ukraine in its ongoing conflict with Russia. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has heavily criticized the State of the Union address delivered by his successor Joe Biden on Thursday. Trump, who is set to face off against Biden in the November presidential election, described the speech as the worst ever made and accused the incumbent of a tremendous misrepresentation and lies.
Are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio?
Do you think we're doing a good job?
Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, or Getter? Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's news talk, TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Joe Biden Fan Club here on today's news talk, where we are lighting the fuse for freedom and lighting up our dear resident of the United States, my old person I used to see in church every Sunday, went to school with his sons, and my, how this man is a vestige of what he once was, which wasn't much. And, you know, the thing about it is like, the strongest character traits are what stubbornly remain as you go into dementia, which means Joe Biden will be basically just a shrill, demagogic, deceitful, braggart and blowhard. And I think we saw that on display last night, but I think we have, we've gone into this topic enough. Now, one of the reasons I originally was going to have you on the show, Matt, for this particular episode was this bizarre, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday, this bizarre, I don't even know what you call it, like it's a phenomenon or something.
Yeah,
I think has to be the AI version of Elon Musk on Twitter, who is now this like autonomous thing within the system called Adrian Dittman, where you can go and you know, I noticed they've escalated the number of spaces that Dittman's launching, and you go in and you listen to Dittman bantering with whoever is in the, you know, whoever's in the space with him, and I think probably a lot of those people accounts or characters are also AI. I mean, you have to be. It's eerie. I mean, I don't know how to say it, but what you got in early. You were starting to watch this thing early on. Give us the rundown.
I got deep. I got to know before we go into the phenomenon known as Adrian Dittman. Looking at your hair now and imagining being Biden, I'm wondering, did he ever sniff your hair? Did he ever just kind of give you a little sniff?
I was an altar boy, and I never. I stayed up. High on the, on the altar with Monsignor Shears. He never got close.
Oh man!
So, do you feel like? I do have very sniffable hair, I must say.
I would say, yeah.
And you too, brother. I mean, geez.
Put some strawberry shampoo on that, and Biden will go.
Yeah,
to town,
that's
baby.
Right. I could see him grabbing one of your locks, like. And then
don't smoke it. So the phenomenon, I don't know if you guys know about this. It is a global phenomenon. I know this is a global show. So the phenomenon known as Adrian Dittman. So it all started several, like 8 or so months ago when I'm just on X, Twitter X, and I'm just surfing on the spaces and I'm like talking and I'm like, AI, that's an interesting China. It's like,
yeah, that's amazing. Actually, quite a lot of the AI is incredibly, I would say, very intelligent and possibly. I'm like, is this Elon Musk?
And I'm like, no way. And then I'm listening. I'm like super drawn into it. And I'm like, and I know how Elon Musk sounds, and I've listened to a lot of Elon Musk. And I'm like, this is Elon Musk. I'm like, it's got to be, because he has this. It's not just the voice. It's the pattern of his speech. It's his vocabulary. It's his laugh. It's his knowledge base. He knows all about even the X pitch. And the
The tenor of his voice.
Well, actually, the algorithm X is would probably, you know, we should probably do the we're going to start boosting it's like,
and he talks as though he is in the back end and he's doing Tesla and he's talking about rockets and he's talking about like everything that is X or is in the mind of Elon Musk. He talks about and sounds just like him. So I got on and I started talking to him and I started thinking, I'm talking to Elon Musk. And I was pitching him ideas. Like, I have these crazy, I have this like very creative mind for science and stuff. I was like big in science as a kid. So I actually had this idea for blowing. I'm a glass blower, blowing giant spaceships in space. I'm not going to get into it right now, but he was actually, that's fucking amazing. Incredible. That would be so cool. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was jizzing, dude. Fly me to Cape Canaveral. Let's start working on these things right now. I'm imagining myself in space. It was so epic, you know? And then later they're like, it's really not Elon Musk. It's not Elon Musk. And then I was like, really? That sucks. Cause I was like I wanted to like start doing spaces with him and talking to him. And then I started thinking that it really is Elon Musk. And it's like this cult around him. They don't want it getting too big. Cause if they tell people it's Elon Musk, that then they won't.
Yeah. They'll be inundated.
Won't have their little club. So part of the club is to pretend it's not Elon Musk. Now he actually, Alex Jones was doing a space, huge space with David Icke. And I was actually in the back end with Chase Geyser, who was running the you know, the people co-hosting, bringing people in and stuff.
Yeah, he was.
And they were like
honchoing
it. Yeah, I was like, oh well, we're hoping Elon Musk might come in. And then I saw Adrian Dipton pop. So I was like, I'm like, Chase, that's Elon, right? So they bring him up, and he's like, I'm not Elon. I just sound a lot like Elon, And then they're having this conversation, and Alex Jones just flips over to he's having a conversation with Elon. And so does David Icke, and so does everyone else in the room. And everyone is gives the entire show to Adrian Dittman. And so Adrian Dittman talking about virtual reality and how we're not really living in real life. Everything's a simulation and this and that. And then basically it became so confusing. So many people started hitting me up. They're like, no, it's AI, dude. It's AI. And I'm like, I don't think it's AI. And then other people are like, no, it's really just a random dude. So I had a space after Jason Burmis brought up the same thing. Who's a great, great guy on a Band.video. He started asking the same question. So I said, hey, why don't we do one? Cause he's saying it's AI. I'm saying, I think it's Elon cracked out in his basement talking to himself on X, right? Like, he's addicted to freaking social media like everyone else. Like, you think rich people can't get addicted to drugs? Well, why can't they get addicted to social media? I thought.
Well, it gives him that human touch that he probably hasn't had for so long. He's Elon Musk. How do you have a normal life? Yeah.
I would say it would be actually a genius thing to do if you're one of these people, because you get so insulated and people, if you try and talk to someone, they're like, and trying to sell you something or
yeah, they're talking about like blowing glass on the moon and weird shit like that.
Exactly. But he was digging it.
It's like, okay.
No, he was all about it. No, I love that. He's like, I'm going to make a fucking movie about that. Well, it's going to be the opening to my movie. And I was like, yes. So then I have this space. So my posture is, and everyone's like, who cares if it's Elon Musk or not? And I'm like, well, look, if it's one of three things, either one is concerning to me. If it's Elon Musk, you see how much he's on spaces, then who's running the company? Not him.
Yeah.
Because you're already, there's no way he can run all that stuff.
Or so any of the companies.
And they're like, just leave Elon on X and we'll go take care of everything. And the military industrial complex, like, hey, Elon, you got to go out and tell everybody they need brain chips. Like, okay, fucking awesome. And then they get him back out and he does a Biden and tells everybody how awesome brain chips are. Or it's this random guy that all of his inner circle claim. It's just a random guy who happens to be into engineering, who happens to be autistic, who happens to play his favorite video game, who happens to only post about him. including pictures of his family. So I worked that in just to bring Elon out of the, I wasn't really saying the guy's a weirdo, but I basically used it to leverage Elon out of his hole. Cause I was like, well, if it's someone else, they're a sick puppy. This is a weird guy. He's a stalker.
Like stalker.
He sounds like you. He's got pictures of your family. He's like, dude, you might want to know where this guy lives.
Yeah, and you might want to look into this Adrian Dittman.
Yeah. And if it's not, if it's an AI, then we have problems because the AI is so good now that it's passed what they call the Turing test, which
Turing
is a human being cannot literally tell the difference. So by just having this space on, other people come in the space, and then the entity known as Adrian Dittman comes on my DMs, and he's threatened me. He's like, you have people defaming my character. If you do not stop, I will pursue legal action. Do I make myself clear? And I basically told him to go fuck himself. I go defame you.
Were you programmed to type that or what? I mean, I don't think that's part of your machine language, buddy.
No, I'm just like, I don't know who you are. You live in this mystery world. The only reason why anybody listens to Adrian Dittman is because they think they're listening to Elon Musk. So, I mean, you're living in this, he never shows his face. He's super secretive. The whole world's asking the question. So how am I like defaming him by having people in and having a discussion about this mystery? But anyway, so we're going back and forth and he's telling me that I'm hosting people on terrorist watch lists, sending me images of people and their backgrounds. And it's getting creepy, you know? And I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
But I
like,
just,
how do you
I
have this information?
Strong. I know exactly. And so he's like, delete the space or I will pursue further action. And I just basically said, you know me, I'm like, screw you, buddy. And then I started like, putting it out more. At first I wasn't really mad, but then I'm like, now you're threatening me. Now it's getting weird. So now, you know, don't threaten Matt Baker.
So that's right.
It didn't.
You don't
go
respond
good.
To that. You know what's interesting is that leading up to ultimately you were blocked. So, you know, you unfortunately have been like, I guess I don't know if you've been able to go in, certainly not his spaces, but I don't know if you can, how that works, whether if someone who blocked you is in a space, do you not see them? And is it just like a blank? There's no, in other words, you don't hear anything when they're talking? Because James O'Keefe held a couple of weeks ago, held a huge space on, where he was inviting people to chime in. And he literally gave the floor to, he's like Elon Musk, but it was the Adrian Dittman account. And I'm like, O'Keefe doesn't strike me as someone who would, you know, have an AI sitting there talking about, you know, like journalistic integrity and like, you know, like that kind of thing. But so begs the question, maybe this has been created, as I think you might've alluded, so that, because the idea that it's someone who's just a totally third party, you know, using a voice modulator, that's ridiculous. I mean, so I can't
they
buy
even
that.
Say no, the guy just happens to sound like that. He's not even using
no, he'd be ex- or even
just
even
guy
so
who happens to
but
sound
if the guy
like
but who would I mean, once you even that's even a possibility, people like O'Keefe are not gonna like, or Alex Jones are not gonna be like Adrian Dittman, you know, like they don't give, you're a scammer, we're not gonna put you on, give you a platform,
right.
So long story short though, I think it's so approximated and like you said, it's so uncanny a representation of Musk that he's able to actually go live himself, not the AI, and people can't tell the difference. So he
That's
can
what
actually.
Jason Burmes was saying that he would have a combination. I feel like I would know when he came in and came out of that character.
Yeah.
Like if he was like just.
Well, I think when he spoke on the O'Keefe thing, I feel like that was Musk, you know, for, I don't know. It's like the Turing test. Yeah. I mean, you can't tell in a certain number of ways, but let's face it. We did tell, and we did find out it is AI, or we suspect it's AI.
Thanks to Matt Baker.
Really,
I'm like John Connor here at the bottom of this thing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Fighting AI right now.
So like, you know, the Turing test only works until it doesn't, you know, or, you know, it's like, great. You fooled us for how long, but if you can't perpetually fool people, it's, you've still failed it. So
it's getting close though. I will tell you, I have a friend who also believes it, and he is working, and he's just like a regular guy. Actually, not really a friend, like an ex-friend. And he is actually made a fake Alex Jones and a fake David Icke, and having both the chatbots talking to one another. And there's a little bit of a lag, but if you had like a really nice computer and a better little setup, like I was just listening to this morning, and the Alex Jones one's really good. The David Icke one sounds a little robotic for some reason, but I don't know why the Alex Jones one's like pretty believable.
Well, I'd probably because there's so much more content to draw from Alex versus Icke.
Could be, yeah.
Just, you know, the whole universe of how many broadcasts, Alex is on every day. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot out there, but not so much, you know, as you could draw from. Yeah. And
but this is like, know, one guy with a few off the shelf AI plugins and a couple of computers. And he's
not a quantum system, like probably who
not
knows
a guy who can land spaceships on their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, Matt, we got to take a quick commercial break here and we'll get back into this conversation. And you had some thoughts you wanted to share on a personal matter when we get back from this. Stay tuned, everybody. This is today's News Talk, the Tyler Nixon Show Final Edition, and we'll be back.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
Tonight, Joe Biden will give what will hopefully be his final State of the Union. This, as a new Bloomberg poll shows, that 80% of Americans think he's too old to do the job. And this is what they think of him on Italian television.
Buonasera, Presidente Biden. Oh, Presidente Biden. President, Mr. President. It's okay.
President?
Okay. Tutto a posto. Well, benvenuto.
No, di nuovo. Kind of creepy, right?
No.
What's your name?
Con chi parla? Mr. President.
My name is Joe Kennedy.
No, Biden. Lei è Biden. Biden. Ma con chi parla?
Certo, prego. Ecco, se riesce, if you can... No. Sta girando su. No. No, Mr. President, not turn, you have to.
Hello, my name is Joe Kennedy.
You know, even if Biden were to behave that way during the State of the Union, our media would give him rave reviews. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg. Catch my show Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, but starting next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on TNT.
The Kids Cancer Project funds vital research into childhood cancers. And you fund the Kids Cancer Project. Funding research means giving children back their lives. And who knows what kids with cancer could grow up to do? The Kids Cancer Project. Survival starts with science. Donate now.
The Kids Cancer Project.
You're with Tyler Nixon on today's News Talk, TNT.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Tyler Nixon Show on TNT, today's News Talk, lighting the fuse for freedom, which we are lighting the fuse for freedom and humor today. And Matt, where can everybody find you on X, Twitter?
Well, yeah, I have some of those clips, and I have, if you search Adrian Dittman in my line, you'll find it. And it is, I am Matt Baker on there, but my actual at is at slave_to_liberty. So it's slave to liberty underscores, and it will have this logo, the patented slave to liberty logo that was designed during the pandemic where I called everybody wearing a mask a slave. So, yeah, are we ready to get into our final little thing here?
Sure. We got a couple minutes at least to just close out the Dittman affair.
Okay.
So what is your conclusion? I mean, my conclusion is that it's definitely an AI and it's pretty uncanny, but also that the account allows Musk himself to step in place of it. And when he wants to actually speak, you know, or interact. So it's a genius way to do what you said, which is to, not have the entire world thronging to this character, which goes on and on, you know, endlessly in some of these spaces to where it's like mind numbing almost. So people are not going to sit and tune in all the time. But Musk, when he wants to drop in and jump into another space and speak, there he is.
I mean, honestly, I think everyone should do this in a certain form if they're not doing it or if he's not doing it. I still think it's a great idea, but I would not be myself in the voice. Like, hello, what if he had to use the voice modulator and not sounded like Elon Musk, although then he probably wouldn't have got anybody. He probably tried that. Nobody cared about him. I was like, nobody likes me unless I sound like Elon Musk. This sucks.
Wow. God. You know, but I'm incredibly boring.
Yeah. That's how lots of people think I have a fucking rocket ship. They don't want to talk to me. But I think like Donald Trump could really use something like this, but not sound like Donald Trump. Get like a little voice changer and just go into right wing chats and hear
talk as Joe Biden
are talking. No, I mean, just go in and be like, so what do you think about the mRNA shots? Pretty tremendous, right? Ah, not really. I'm not really a big fan. Oh, not really a big fan. Huh? Okay. You know, and then so people would understand and get a way more man on the street, real feel of what's actually going on.
Finger on the pulse, like directly. Yeah,
like back in the day, the founding fathers, they would go into the bars and talk to the people like, we're sick of this, you know, and they'd be like, yeah, I'm sick of it too. And you'd be, that's like the equivalent to a modern day space, you know, but he's like to go in and to be the fly on the wall and actually be able to physically interact. So you don't just hear what they're saying. You're like, well, but what about this though? And they're like, oh yeah, no, that too. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, and actually while you're at it, you should look into this. And so it would be a great way to keep politicians and famous people like really on top of what's going on in the world without getting fanboyed and without having people alter their thing. Be like, well, you're so amazing. Like no one's going to say, Donald Trump
or bashing the crap out of them.
Well, if Trump's in the room, like no, everyone's, even if they wanted to go off on him about something like, and he's like, go ahead, Matt. I'd be like, Trump, you're amazing. I love you. You know, you're so cool. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to just be honest to the guy. Cause you're, you know, he's such an amazing person, but you know, if I was, it's kind of an interesting segue. I would say, why is he still pushing the goddamn mRNA shots, the warp speed, which is one thing that just drives us all crazy. So many people, a lot of people don't like him. Which brings
me
to
my
last story.
It's tough for him to back down, but yeah, please proceed.
If you go to my channel, you'll see it's pinned at the top. A story about this bag of blood. This here is a pericardial drain. This is a photograph of a pericardial drain, which is a drain that sucks blood out from your heart after you get pericarditis. Pericarditis, myocarditis, which you all know are a side effect of the mRNA tremendous shots. But my wife had never gotten a shot. And she ended up needing a blood transfusion. Long story short, it's a big story, but she needed a blood transfusion. She went in after she got the blood transfusion. Once she felt a little bit better, she did a second one to top her up. Pretty soon afterwards, started feeling pain in her chest. Pretty soon after, they went and scanned. Pretty soon after, they said, you have pericarditis. And then this ended up getting worse and worse to worse over the Christmas holidays. Very traumatic, very almost like what's when something's like, traumatic, almost tragic,
debilitating.
Not quite tragic. She didn't die, you know, but she was really close. She was in the hospital for 26 days. They had to put two of these pericardial drains into her chest to relieve the fluid that's around her heart that builds up because of this inflammation. Not only that, it was very hard to drain the fluid because doctors were saying there's a lot of clotting going on there. There's really a lot of clotting. So not only pericarditis, which we already know is a problem, the clotting, which is a problem. And this is the thing. Now, I would be talking about this probably because I'm me, but more so because I actually brought it up to a few of the doctors, and the few of the doctors actually said, it's a possibility. This could be from the blood. And to the point where I had one of the doctors convinced to take some of this blood and to take a sample of it and have it tested for, let's say, spike protein or other proteins that may be causing the clotting. Right. Unfortunately, he was shut down by the higher ups in the hospital saying either they won't or they don't do those kind of studies. So multiple doctors, two, not everyone, they're probably seen about 20 doctors during the entire time. Two out of those 20 were like, it's a side effect, but that could be a thing. One of them literally was going to test it, got shut down. I have this bag of blood in my fridge. And one of these days, some patriot doctor, I can't believe hasn't hit me up yet, will take a sample of this and see if it has spike proteins or some other kind of protein that you will see in the TV shows such as, or movies, documentaries such as Died Suddenly, where you'll see they pull these rubbery clots out. And you know those rubbery clots? I was trying to find the name, but my notes got chopped up, and it's vaccine-induced cytothrombocytopenia or something like that. But if you look it up, if you ask a chatbot, funnily enough, it's like, what are the rubbery clots? Oh, those are called this. And they actually, it's now got a clinical name, those rubbery white fibrous clots that everyone thought was a conspiracy theory.
Right.
The fact that
for those who aren't in the know, they've been embalmers have been pulling these out of corpses. I hate to say it, and really disgusting to watch, but it's like thick white fibrous clots that are developing in people apparently of who got the jab or were somehow unfortunately exposed to the blood, like you, like your wife. To the mRNA infected blood, which, by the way, now that's a new thing because they're not differentiating it, and now they're saying, if you've had the jab, you need to contact us before giving blood as to whether we can clear you. So like, how bad is that? Right. I mean, what kind of admission is that? We got about a minute left though.
All right. Well, so yeah, with that anyway, so if you want to check that out, that is pinned to my top. I'm having a lot of fun here. I'm a good guy. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy my wife is out. We're breathing air. We're happy to hate on Joe Biden and support Trump for 4 more years. And but in the meantime, if you want to go check out any of these stories, follow me on X at slave_2_liberty. And you can follow me, send me a DM. If you can't get through my DMs, leave me a comment and say, hey, dude. Get me in and I'll talk to you. If you want to test the blood or if you want to do anything else or get me on the show, please. I love you. Well, thanks for having me on. And
Godspeed. I mean, I prayers for your wife and that she, manages to, get purged of that. And, thanks for coming on, brother. I appreciate it. And we'll collaborate again in the future. I hope soon. I'll be in touch.
Tyler might be having some stuff over on Rumble.
Alrighty. Well, folks, thanks to Matt Baker. Thanks to everyone at TNT for the opportunity to be part of the part of this emerging new revolution in media. And we'll hope to see you again in the future. And look for the Tyler Nixon Show popping up on a new platform, a different platform. But either way, keep lighting that fuse for freedom. And have a great weekend, everybody.